Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
What's trending? What have you missed in the last 7 days? We play catch up now.
Yes.
I've got two small little things.
Okay.
Okay, one of them I already revealed earlier on the show.
What was that? I forgot.
Well, no, no, you weren't here. Oh. It was during my 2 o'clock.
Oh, okay? Yeah.
And that is that Home Alone has got a new one coming, a reboot, a remake.
Is what?
Home Alone.
Yeah, no, yep. I heard that. Yep. I just can't. What? It,
yeah. All new cast. Oh, all new everything.
That's not going to work.
Well, see, that's the thing. I'm like, yay or nay?
Nay.
Is it good?
Nah.
Nay?
There's like 4 Home Alones. Or
yeah,
5.
I stopped watching after the second one, I think.
Yes, everyone did because Macaulay wasn't in it anymore.
Exactly. But now they're doing a remake because it's been several years.
Yeah.
And the best part about this is because so many times you hear of this and you go, yeah, cool. It'll happen in 8 years. No, it'll be released this November.
Nah.
This November?
Yeah, it's going to.
You reckon?
Yeah, I've seen nothing about it.
I reckon it'll go sky high because every single person that watched the original will want to watch the remake.
I don't want to watch the remake.
Really?
You cannot beat the original Home Alone. No way.
You will never know because you won't watch the remake.
I'm not going to watch it.
Really?
You can watch it and then you can tell me.
Okay, well, I will. I will. That's number one. Number two, okay, we often, well, I think majority of us have watched Friends.
Yeah, of course.
At some point.
Yeah.
Now, in the movie, or in the TV series, Ross and Rachel.
Yes.
They're always like, oh, they're together, they're not together, blah, 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 blah.
And then, in the reunion,
yes,
they said they were actually crushing on each other.
Yeah, back in the day.
Yeah, in the first season, but obviously she was married to Brad Pitt, he was...
Yep, they were both doing separate things.
Yep.
And then in the reunion that happened a few months back,
yep,
they confessed that they did have that crush.
Yep.
And so has that sparked something? Well,
I hope so.
It is now confirmed.
Confirmed?
Hang on.
Okay.
That Ross, I'm using, you know, their names,
yes,
from the show.
Of course.
Ross has been flying to Jen,
Rachel's
house. And they've been hanging out. They've been out on a few dates. They've gone to a vineyard together. They've done a whole bunch of stuff just them two. No one else.
So you reckon that the reunion special,
yeah,
has rekindled things?
Well, now, that's what everyone is saying online. They're like, it's finally happening. After years and
Ross
years,
and Rachel,
they're both single. Could this be it?
David Schwimmer, Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah. Now, the bad news is that Ross has just come out and said it's not happening. They're just friends.
Lies.
They're just friends.
Lies.
And they're catching up.
Whatever.
And they realize that they enjoy each other's company. And so they are hanging out a little bit more.
Sure. They're dating. Don't believe it.
Well, I guess watch the space.
Not watching Home Alone. That's what I took from that too.
I'm so torn about that. How could you not?
A man slammed one of his friends who asked him to transfer 34 cents for eating a few of his fries at dinner.
Wow.
Yeah.
Surely as a joke. Well, no. I would do it as a joke.
No, no, no. It's not a joke. So he was like left stunned after his mate asked him to do this. So this is how the text exchange went between the two of them.
Oh, yes, I love this.
He's like, hey, I'm dividing up the dinner bill. You had some of my fries, right? LOL. Then he replied, I think I had a couple. Why? He's like, okay, cool. No worries. LMAO. I'll just like add 47 cents to your Venmo charge if that's cool. So $23.83 total, your meal, plus tip, plus part of my meal that you ate.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on this?
Look, initially it's like, what a stingy guy. But I think he might be trying to get a point across. Because if someone's constantly taking food off your plate,
yeah,
at some point you've got to take a stand, right? And you've got two options. You either blatantly just go to him and go, hey, look, stop touching my food.
Yeah, this is my fries.
Yeah.
If you wanted fries,
go buy some.
Get your own. Do you think that he was so annoyed because he kept doing it all the time?
I think this might be a subtle way of saying, hey, look, that's fine. If you want to keep taking from my plate, I'm going to start charging you. As a joke, but still a little bit of seriousness to it.
I never looked at it like that.
Because otherwise it just seems like is anyone that stingy? 35 cents or whatever it was?
I reckon some people would be that stingy.
Ooh.
I just want to know how he calculated the price of the chips. Did he know how many chips he had?
He counted every single one.
Added them up and was like, okay, these chips cost me $3.
Divided by the number.
He ate three chips. That comes to, you know, however much.
If it was that, three chips for 30, what's that? That's 11 cents, just over 11 cents each.
That's expensive.
Yeah, I ain't buying chips.
Do you remember when you used to go down like to the deli when you were a kid?
And get...
Mm-hmm. Well, in Australia, we had 1 and 2 cent pieces when I was really little.
Okay.
So you'd be able to get like 5 lollies.
16.42. Yeah.
You get like lollies like 1 cent each.
Yeah, wow.
So then you get like a bag of mixed lollies and you have like, oh, can I have 5 cents worth of like Chicos, 5 cents worth of strawberry and cream. Yeah, and you'd for like,
wow.
It was so good. Anyway,
that was your era.
Don't you remember it.
Mine was 5 cents a lolly.
Oh, see.
5 cents. Now it's what? Probably like 20 cents a lolly.
I know.
Ridiculous. I don't even know.
Yeah, 1 cent a lolly. That was the day.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.